Exclusive election fraud expert, Broward County's Brenda Snipes found ballots in 2012 too. By John Binder on November 12, 2018. Broward County, Florida election official Brenda Snipes, who is continuing to find new ballots in the recent statewide midterm elections for governor and the U.S. Senate, was previously accused of finding ballots after an election in 2012. Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Research Director Eric Eggers exclusively told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight Senior Editor-at-Large Rebecca Mansour that Snipes allegedly found ballots following an election in 2012. Eggers said. She's also been accused of illegally opening ballots. The Florida GOP sued her for this, and when they brought her to court, they said, "Hey, your office is opening ballots outside the presence of the canvassing board, what's your explanation?" And again, the woman in charge of elections in Florida's second most populous county argued she thought it was okay because her office didn't understand the meaning of the word canvassing. Emphasis added. This is also not the first time that her office has just found ballots. There was actually a canvassing official back in 2012 that complained that heading into a weekend, they were told there were about 150 votes left to be counted, and then Monday morning, well, actually there are about 950 votes still to go. Emphasis added. Eggers said there is clearly an organized effort to manipulate and alter outcomes, noting that in Miami-Dade County, about 108 provisional ballots were eliminated in the midterm election because they were from individuals who had voted twice. In a recent piece for Breitbart News, Eggers reviewed Snipes' history of allowing illegal aliens and felons to vote in elections in Broward County, along with her destroying of ballots. Listen to Eggers' full interview here. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.